is Ron's Update with Ron from the Lost Trail Runner Podcast. This is my second attempt to try to record. I started to record a few minutes ago and the battery immediately went dead in my H1 here. So I'm on my way to Stone Mountain to meet my daughter Laura, and we're going to run hopefully 6 miles. It's a fairly dismal looking day. It's Saturday morning and it rained this morning, and it's supposed to rain on and off all day. It's kind of foggy out, and I'm supposed to meet her at the old game ranch, and then we're going to do an out and back of 6 miles. Hopefully it won't rain before we finish up. It'll be my longest run in about 3 or 4 weeks. I'm in my semi-panic mode for Disney, you know, because Disney's on the 8th of next month, and this is the, 18th, I guess. So I've got, about 20 days, I guess, before the race. And since my running's been tapered off since my injury, it's like, I don't know. Because I really wanted to do well at Disney, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So my second best mode is just to go to Disney and enjoy the run. Don't worry about the time. Just have a good time and run through the park and hang out for the weekend. Maybe meet up with some of the other people that are on Twitter and the podcast. And maybe do some runs with them. Well, I don't know. Anyway, I'm almost at the park, so I'm going to turn the mic off, and I'll be back later after the run. I don't think I'm going to record during the run, because if it rains, I don't want to get my recording equipment wet. So, see you later. Back in my car after 10K run with my daughter at Stone Mountain. It's still overcast and dreary. It sprinkled a little bit of, well, not sprinkled. I'd call it more like misted on us mostly. And we did another slow one. We had our Garmin virtual training partners set on 10K and 1330 pace. And I think we averaged about 1255 a mile doing a 30-30. And my leg held up okay for about the first 5 miles. It started hurting a little bit after from 5 to 6, but I'm just going to have to deal with it, because I figure I'm just going to run right on through Disney, and then after Disney I don't have any major races planned or anything, so then I can just go into a downtime and get rehabilitated and hopefully start over for next year. I do see Atlanta Track Club 15K race. I think it's in April that I'd like to do. I originally was thinking about doing the Publix Half Marathon, which used to be the ING Half here in Atlanta, in March, but I think what I'm gonna do is just aim for that Track Club 15K instead, and give myself more time to recover and heal and not push it. That way I can take some time off and then start a training program like in February, March, and April. So that's what's on my mind for now. I'm on my way home, and once we get home and Laura goes and gets Zoe, she's coming over to our house, and then we're going to head out to a Mexican restaurant for lunch. So I'll be talking to you later.